In just a few days, small hoppers will become winged swarming locusts. The damage they will cause to nearby vegetation will be more than possible.
What's going on? Daniel? What happened?
They... they believe I have pushed as far into the dimensional plane as is possible. Those were their words. I am the chosen. The one that will rip asunder the great unknown.
Maybe it was for the best.
What does that mean?
What they were doing...
They are nothing without me. They need me.
But they don't anymore.
I will be a dark star in the endless night, little brother. When they look to me, they will see anger. They will see hatred. They will see wickedness. I will be death to them who call me nothing. From this day into every night, they will know my name.
You are listening to The Call of the Void. Stay tuned. Stay sane.
Etsy Delman, leave a message.
Hey, Etsy. This is Topher. I might have gotten the days mixed up, but I thought we were going to talk about the case today. Just wanted to see how you are. I'll send you a text later. Etsy, hi! I haven't heard back from you in a bit. Just wanted to make sure you're okay. Hey, I'm starting to worry about you. Call me back when you can.
I've never actually been here before.
What it lacks in charm, it makes up in grimy details.
It's quite an endorsement.
At least the drinks are good.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I watched Star Wars, by the way.
Did you?
I did.
So which one did you start with?
Just episode one, I guess.
That was a big mistake.
Oh, why?
You just ruined everything for yourself for all time.
I guess I should have called you beforehand. We could have watched them together.
I don't really do that.
Bad experiences, deep insecurities...
I'm just not someone who dates people.
Thank you everyone for coming out tonight. Appreciate it. Getting out of here.
Do you ever feel like you're just walking through life causing damage?
To what?
The people you care about?
If people can't handle you, or whatever that means, who you really are, you're meant for something bigger. And if people don't deserve you, you don't keep them in your life. I stand by that.
There's something that happens when I touch people. I see things about them. Who they are, who they were, who they might be in another place and time.
Psychic stuff.
I guess so.
Sounds like a gift.
Yeah. Well, it makes anything close to a relationship kind of difficult, you know?
That would happen if you touched me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
What?
Touch me.
No thanks.
Are you afraid you're going to see something horribly awkward?
I think sometimes it hurts people when I touch them.
Everybody hurts people when they touch them.
Not like me.
Etsy, you can go through life thinking everyone's pain is your fault and your responsibility, or you cannot.
Sorry, I have to go.
Etsy.
No, Chona, I said don't touch me. What happened?
What do you mean?
You touched me, and I didn't see anything. That's never happened before.
Betsy, here's my hand.
I don't see anything with you.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe.
Hi, Lottie, right?
Yeah.
I'm Topher.
I know who you are.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Is Etsy here? It's Thursday.
You don't have her phone number?
What? Oh, I do, but she wasn't answering her phone.
Are you two fighting or something?
Fighting? Oh, no, we're not, like, I mean, we're not, we're good friends, and I think that's important. It's important to be good friends with anyone, really, anyone that's, it's good to be friends with them, to keep them in your life. Stop me if I've gone too far.
You're going too far.
We're in the middle of an investigation, and I wanted to bring her up to speed.
You're weird, huh?
I don't think so.
Okay. I haven't heard from her in a few days.
Oh, really?
She took a couple days off. Usually when this happens, it's because she got arrested.
Right. That makes sense.
I stopped asking why Etsy Delman does what she does a long time ago. But you haven't, huh?
No, I guess not.
I'd start with the police station or something.
Great. Thank you. Let me know if you hear anything.
Mm-hmm. She's not the kind of person that makes friends.
What?
I've known her for 3 years, and I don't know anything more today than I did when I met her. She likes to push things away, people too. So, just my 2 cents.
I'll be with you in a moment, ma'am. We are taking people one at a time. I'm sorry. Topher, how are you today?
What's going on out there?
People are scared. Rightfully so.
More people are dying?
I have people out there that would like to be in this office.
Of course. I was just looking for Etsy. We were supposed to get coffee, but she hasn't got back with me.
Does this look like a place where people come to chit-chat?
Maybe.
You made an appointment to see if she was here.
No, I went to her apartment, but it doesn't look like she's there.
I haven't seen her, but I can send someone out to look for her, maybe Jonah, when he gets back.
He's not here now?
As you can imagine, people are a little strapped right now.
I don't like that guy.
Topher.
I mean, he threatened me at the hospital the other day.
He mentioned you gave him a little sass.
I didn't give him any sass.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about him. The way he talks or looks at people, I don't know. I mean, you trust him, right?
We have paperwork for cops, too.
I'm sure you do.
I don't need you playing a hero right now, Summers.
I'm not?
Because your face says something else.
It's really important that we find Etsy right now.
I will look into it personally after my lunch break, which has already passed. I will look into it after work, but I need you to trust me to do my job. Can you do that?
I appreciate everything that you do.
That wasn't an answer.
I won't be a hero.
All right, then. I'm gonna hold you to that.
Hey, Topher, are you okay? I got your text.
Yeah, I was just at the police station.
That's what you said?
Mason and I were talking about Jonah.
The police guy?
Right. I was thinking about the time that I talked with him at the hospital, and there's something weird about him. And Mason told me that they have paperwork for police officers too, so I took this on my way out.
What is this?
It's his record.
Topher.
I stole his record.
This is a police record.
I know.
You stole a police record.
Officer Mason was very busy. There was a lot of people in there. It actually wasn't that hard.
Very illegal.
Do you want me to put it back?
Just open it.
Jonah Johnson, born in Dansville, Illinois, studied criminal justice with a minor in entomology.
The study of bugs?
Yeah, what a weirdo. That's worse than herpetology. He interned in the Cincinnati Police District 3 office, and now he's in NOLA?
It might have just been a good career move for him.
I mean, maybe. Birth certificate, employment history, service awards. There's a section on family records. He has one older brother named Daniel. Parents are deceased. Their mother was killed in their home when Jonah was 7 and Daniel was 13. And their father died in a house fire when the brothers were 14 and 20. Weird.
What?
Apparently his brother went missing 14 years ago. Listen to this. Psychosocial evaluations show no conclusive relationship between familial traumas and Jonah's performance in the workplace. Well, that's not... Previous studies have investigated his relationship with his brother, Daniel, who has been diagnosed with psychopathic tendencies and psychocentric trauma resulting from his participation in studies at... Oh my God.
What?
Studies at the research station in Peebles, Ohio. JM Labs.
Oh my God.
Daniel. His brother's name is Daniel Johnson. Daniel Elias Johnson. Necromon. Jonah is Necromon's brother. This isn't a coincidence. This can't be a coincidence. Jonah's here for a reason, Simone. He's after something. I have to talk to Etsy.
Topher.
I haven't been able to reach her the last couple of days. She's still not picking up.
Topher, I told her not to talk to you.
What?
Etsy Delman, leave a message.
I looked into the victims, and... they all interacted with Etsy before they were affected.
Interacted?
All the cases, Topher. The girl from Chicago, Emerson, Baker, she touched all of them.
Okay.
She said her powers were evolving. I don't think they are evolving in a way that's safe. She's surging on a quantum level, and these incidents are the result. It's like sticking a fork into an electric socket.
What?
If I'm right, the rifts she's been experiencing, they're not just visions. They're not just a temporary shift in her subjective reality. Etsy is somehow able to tap into subatomic physics and permeate reality on a quantum level. And when she touches someone else, it shakes reality for them. It unravels them.
She's touched us.
This has only been happening for the last few weeks. Has she touched you since this started?
I don't know.
Has she?
No.
What she's doing to these people, it's like shattering the foundation of a house. You can't put a broken house back together when the foundation is compromised. It crumbles.
She wouldn't do this. Not on purpose.
It's the same result, either way.
She needs us.
Topher, we can't.
I really don't think anything you're going to say right now is going to change my mind.
We don't know what she can do. She doesn't know what she can do, and that's not a risk I want to take with us.
I fundamentally disagree.
It seems like it.
She's my partner. And I need my partner on this, Simone.
I'm trying to keep you safe.
We can't abandon her. Whatever is causing her to surge like this, that can be stopped. And I will stop it.
This power that she has, it didn't come from a good place.
What does that mean?
I'm saying, we need to consider the possibility that she isn't as good as you think she is.
Etsy Delman, leave a message.
Hey, Etsy. It would be really great if you picked up the phone. I know that you're afraid to hurt me, but... I need you to know that Jonah isn't safe. I don't know if he's been in contact with you, but... he's Necromon's brother. And I don't know what that means yet, but I know it's eventually going to collide with you. And I don't want that to happen to you alone. So, I'm taking a cab to the New Orleans Penitentiary right now. That's apparently where they've been keeping Necromon. It's really the only direction I know where to go. So, okay, I'm gonna hang up now. Call me. Hi, my name's Topher. I'm here to meet Necromon.
Well, the cult guy?
Yeah, I called ahead.
Oh, we all thought that was a prank call.
Oh, nope. I'm probably not on his visitor list, but I was hoping I could just talk to him for a few minutes.
Like, you'd have to be on the visitor's list. That's the way it always worked for me. Oh, well, not me. I'm not a prisoner.
Right.
Anyway, let me just check the books here. They keep them around here somewhere. Oh, yeah. Here they are. Topher, you said?
Yeah.
Is he the guy that killed all those people in the ritual sacrifice in the swamp last year?
He is, yeah.
Weird guy.
Yeah. It would just be a few minutes if you want it to be supervised.
There he is. Yep. Oh, just one name on his list. Topher Summers.
What? I'm on the list?
If your name is Topher Summers.
It is.
Well, I will need some ID to prove you're actually Topher.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, that checks out.
Why was I on his list?
Hey, he's the one that makes the list. You'll just have to ask him. You're not family?
No.
Huh. I hope he's not planning to kill you or anything. I mean, that would be a really great way to get revenge on someone.
Okay.
Can I help you with anything else?
I just go back there?
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to have you, there's a form you need to sign. Yep, and then initial here, and here. It just basically says that if he kills you, you can't sue us. Or your family can't sue us, because you'd be dead.
Right.
You don't have any weapons on you, right?
Nope.
Because then I'd have to shoot you.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. That'd get me locked up, too. Anyway, I'll let him know you're here, and then I'll take you back.
So he hasn't really had any visitors?
He mostly keeps to himself. I think people are afraid he's gonna, well...
What?
Well, you know, get in their head, you know, cult leader... Anyway, I'll have you wait here, and we'll get him set up in a room for you. Do you need anything to drink? Hey, you want to try the Kool-Aid?
I'm all set.
Great. Have fun.
I will, thanks. My name is Topher Summers. You're Necromon.
I remember your face.
I wanted to have a conversation with you about your brother.
Have you ever heard of the Devil's Flower Mantis, Topher Summers? Idolamantis Diabolica?
I haven't.
The mantis lives by mimicking the flower on which it sits. It waits, utterly still, until its prey arrives, seducing it into its striking zone.
Why are you telling me this?
You asked. Once the prey is inside the striking zone, the Idolamantis Diabolica uses its legs to grasp the insect, and with its mandibles, it decapitates and devours it before the foolish victim even senses a fleck of danger.
Does the mantis ever grow tired of hiding for its prey?
Only a fool changes his course. You're not a fool, are you?
There have been a string of deaths in Nola, the last few weeks, and they're connected to the thing in the woods, the void. And I need to know if you or your brother are involved. Jonah.
Jonah is dead. Tomorrow, it will be 7 months to the day.
That can't be true. He works for the NOPD.
Do you have a family, Topher Summers?
Why?
Curious thing. Families. So difficult to break them. But when they do, the pieces don't stop falling.
6 months ago, you turned yourself in. Why?
Now, you are asking the right questions, Wanderer. It was necessary.
For what?
To complete my oeuvre.
That's an interesting word for it. I don't see it as art. I see it as violence.
And violence it was. 6 months ago, on a raging, soulless night, I spoke with it again. It was the last time I saw my brother.
Daniel, what are you doing in here? Are you okay?
This is the night, brother.
I need you to listen to me. We can get through this, the two of us.
It will listen. I will bring it forth, and it will do such wonders, Jonah. She, like a snake, cast it out. But I will bring it back. Let it rain. Let it swallow the night, and all will be boundless serenity.
I need you to look at me right now, okay?
Little brother, come here.
What are you doing?
I need you to come here.
Don't do this.
This is our world. You light the match, or you let it burn you. I will be a dark star in the end. Night.
Don't do this.
By the darkness and for the darkness.
No!
Great hollow. Great night. Of life and death. Come, great nothing. Come, great silence. A moment of joy. I saw it swallow the form of my brother's corpse, wrapping itself into him. Acts in ways we cannot and will not comprehend. I bow before you, great darkness. I brought him forth from the dark. I see you. I bow before you. Do not spurn me, Chris. great darkness, I crave the one who
alone can give me all worlds.
Visions. It's Jonah.
Now and evermore.
And Etsy?
It's eternal mate.
I don't really have any food in my apartment, so I hope you're not hungry.
Starving.
Well, your choices are stale popcorn or cat food.
You have a cat?
Yeah, I've got a black cat around here somewhere.
Cassette tapes. Very retro of you.
I guess I'm kind of nostalgic for old things, too. Some of them are broken, so.
You collect a lot of broken things?
Yeah. Do you want to sit down?
I was thinking...
Sorry. Go ahead.
After you.
I was just wondering, are you sure we haven't met before?
Why? Do you think we have?
Usually I remember those things pretty well, but I don't know, there's just something familiar about you.
Some people are familiar from the moment you meet them.
Yeah. You feel the same.
And I been washing in the well.
Thank you for listening to The Call of the Void. This episode was written and produced by Josie Eli Herman and Michael Allen Herman. This episode stars Joe Zettelmeyer, Jonathan Davidson, Dan Johnson, Michael Allen Herman, Josie Eli Herman, Angel Cheater, Amanda Buckhalter, and Tim Claremont. Special thanks to this season's donors: Raquel Alvarado, Mary Abercrombie, John Bartman, Adam Blanford, Justin Bertel, Matt and Kelly Cameron, Stepan Chia, Justin Clavette, Concilium Games, Connie Cowper, Anne Davis Rowe, Zane Desjarlais, Rebecca DiPuccio, Suzanne Elevecki, Tim Araneta, Haley Evernett, Jennifer Fainuith, Julia Garlott, Ken Hansen, Larry Haught, Christine and Mark Herman, Sam Eifergen, Sam and Leslie Johnson, Martin Christensen, David Linder, Lauren and Zach London, Caitlin McLaughlin, Alexis McLeod, Jack Malash, Brenda Morgan, Mike Nucci, Elise Paquin, Craig Pearson, Anthony Sigmund Lowry, Jason Such, Gordon Turtle, Alexander Verbitsky, and Roxana Line. Kate Voigt, and Marnie Warner. The Plymouth Community Arts Council is a proud sponsor of The Call of the Void. Our 774 North Sheldon campus in Plymouth, Michigan, is dedicated to the visual and performing arts, hosting monthly exhibits and providing spaces to create your own extraordinary. Visit www.plymoutharts.com for programming and inspiration. We've been all about the arts since 1969. The Call of the Void is an independently produced audio drama, and we rely entirely on donations from people like you to keep us going. If you have the means and would like to help, please consider donating to our show on our website at www.acornartsandentertainment.com/thevoid. We have a series of donation rewards starting as low as $5. We also have merchandise available on our website. You could also help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. A single review goes a long way to help us find new listeners. For more details, please visit our social media on Instagram or Facebook at The Call of the Void Podcast, or Twitter at The Call of the Void P. We'll be back next week to continue The Call of the Void. Stay tuned, stay sane.